The biblical definition for the word covenant states an agreement between Yahuwah and his people, in which Yahuwah makes promises to his people, and it requires certain conditions and conduct. There was a covenant between Yahuwah and Abraham. Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 to 3. Now Yahuwah said to Abram, "Leave your country and your relatives and your father's house and go to the land that I will show you. I will make of you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great. You will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who treats you with contempt. All the families of the earth will be blessed through you." Abram took Yahuwah at his word and believed in that promise. He left his father's house and set out on a journey to fulfill the things that were spoken to him. Abram rubbed his head, looked around, and said, "Dad, I'm out of here. I'm making my way on down yonder. The Most High's got something he needs me to establish." Genesis chapter 12, verses 6 and 7. Abram passed through the land to the place of Shechem, to the oak of Moreh. At that time, the Canaanites were in the land. Yahuwah appeared to Abram and said, "I will give this land to your offspring." In this verse, we have a promise. The land was to be given to Abraham's descendants. Abraham's offspring would receive land because of Abraham's obedience to Yahuwah. Genesis chapter 17, verses 1 and 2. When Abram was 99 years old, Yahuwah appeared to Abram and said to him, "I am Yahuwah Elohimi, walk before me and be blameless. I will make my covenant between me and you and will multiply you exceedingly." As part of Abram's end of the deal, he had to be blameless, no fault found, and having faith, so that he could receive the promises and be multiplied. Faith is the substance of things hoped for but not yet seen. You believe you have these things even though you don't see them yet. Abram entered into a covenant with Yahuwah. Genesis chapter 17, verses 5 and 6. "Your name will no more be called Abram, but your name will be Abraham. I have made you the father of a multitude of nations. I will make you exceedingly fruitful, and I will make nations of you. Kings will come out of you." As a result of Abraham's obedience to the Father, he is now being blessed to become the father of many nations through his bloodline. The offspring of Abram will be the bloodline of kings. When the Father is about to elevate you, he often changes your name.